The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll get you from point A to point B. But if you're looking for point C, well, buddy, you're on your own. But if you wait right here, in just about 2 minutes, the bus to point C will be coming right by. And now, here's your Ralph Cramden of the airways, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to Hour 2. We've got plenty more coming up, but before we get to the plenty more, we're talking to John Zmirak. John, let's talk about Carrie Lake for a moment.
Yeah. This is Carrie Lake is a wonderful MAGA candidate in Arizona who really probably was elected governor. She ran on fixing election fraud. So, of course, the election fraudsters made sure that she lost. And I hear a lot about Carrie Lake because my girlfriend watches 3 hours of Steve Bannon every day. And if you're not watching War Room on YouTube or on Real America's Voice, you're not really interested in what's going on in America, because that is the show that breaks the stories that Fox News won't touch, except for Tucker Carlson, God bless him. Carrie Lake won a really crucial victory in court. The judge ruled that, in fact, her claim that maybe 100,000 voters were not eligible to vote, that their signatures were not real, that claim needed to be adjudicated on the merits. The election authorities in Arizona had said, you can't judge this on the merits. She doesn't have standing to complain about the fact that fake voters were allowed to vote, even though she lost the election. And the judge had to admit, this is absurd. And so now a judge is going to have to look at the massive evidence of voter fraud in Arizona. And as you and I have talked about before, however good a candidate is on all the issues, if he's bad on this, he's worthless. A candidate can be pro-life, pro-gun, good on borders, good on China, good on everything, but he wants to let the Democrats steal all the elections. And if you protest, he thinks you should go to prison like the January 6th people. That's a big but. That multiplies everything by zero. That's like saying, I will buy your house, Eric, for $1 billion. You get a dollar a year for 1 billion years. Any Republican who doesn't care about voter fraud is utterly worthless, because what he's doing is he's surrendering. He's surrendering to the Democrats. Now, think about this. We know the Democrats want to kill children who survive abortion attempts, that they want to castrate little kids. They want to subject small children to pornographic sex education. And if their parents complain, investigate them as domestic terrorists. We know they want to do all of this. But voter fraud? No. That's a line they wouldn't cross, right? We know that their consciences would kick in at that point. Come on, people. How self-willingly naive can you be? But what I found is it's this profound cowardice and appeasement. It's like when they were appeasing Hitler before World War II. Candidates like Carrie Lake and Donald Trump, who talk about vote fraud, people like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, they want to throw them under the bus immediately. Oh, they're election deniers. Oh, they're extremists. They're insurrectionists. What is that instinct? That instinct is cowardice. That is the instinct of someone who thinks the left is going to win anyway. They're army ants. We're staked to the ground, covered in honey. Their army ants are going to eat us eventually. Eat them first. Or it's like a kid who's being bullied, trying to get the bully to pick on the guy next to him. Rhino Republicans, squishy moderate Republicans who want to throw Trump and his supporters under the bus, they're just saying, hey, bully, I'm fine with you bullying and stealing lunch money, but why don't you pick on that kid with the MAGA hat? He has more money. You should beat him up and I'll be on your side. I'll help identify other kids for you to bully. Just leave me alone. Churchill called it throwing your friends to the crocodiles in the hope of getting eaten last. And in my article at stream.org, where I call it, let's stop shooting our wounded like the brave Carrie Lake. Conservatives, we leave our wounded on the field. Nobody looked out for Kyle Rittenhouse, for Mark Judge, for Jake Gardner. They threw them under the bus. They wanted to disassociate themselves from them as quickly as possible. Why? They're throwing their friends the crocodiles. Meanwhile, the left, they stood by Jussie Smollett. They stood by Michael Avenatti. They stood by Lori Lightfoot to the bitter end. Why did they do that? For morale. The way the Marines leave no man on the field, the Democrats will leave no felon on the field. Whoever's on their side, they're going to stick by them, right or wrong. Now, I don't think we should go that far, but we should certainly not be throwing innocent good people under the bus in the hope that the Democrats will bully someone else and leave us alone for a few minutes of peace. That is cowardice, and it's the strategy of a loser. It's someone who thinks he's losing and guarantees he's going to lose. So if the moral case against appeasement and throwing your friends to the crocodiles, if that doesn't appeal to you, the practical side of it should. Don't act like a loser, and maybe you won't be such a loser.
You know, John, we haven't mentioned it today, but there are evangelical Christians like Russell Moore, who is now the head of Christianity Today, who's allied himself with David French and others. They don't get one word of what you just said, including the beginning part about that the Democrats are the party of wanting to kill children after they come out of their mother's womb, and on and on and on. They dismiss all of this. It's unpleasant. They're afraid it will get them canceled in the salons in which they imagine themselves to be included. And we're at a point in the country where, folks, you have to choose. You have to choose. What we're laying out is very dramatic. For decades, you could kind of drift along and pretend that only the fanatics believe these things, but reasonable people don't believe these things. But increasingly, reasonable people are waking up. Naomi Wolf is one of them. There are so many people, brave people, speaking out, many of them not any kind of Christian. And this is the shame of the Christian church, that we are allowing people who are outside what we consider the theological pale, beyond the theological pale, yet they have the common sense to understand what is good, what is evil, what is cowardice, what is bravery. So we're living in amazing
They are like the Samaritan walking along the road who saw the man who'd been beaten and left for dead, whom the Levite and the Pharisee had walked past. The Samaritan, the liberal Jewish pro-choice commentator, sees that person and goes and helps them. So yes, Naomi Wolf, in a sense, is the Good Samaritan. The January 6th protesters who were languishing in prison for free speech, who were put there in many cases by FBI informants, who were goading people to go storm the Capitol and who have not been charged. Those are the Good Samaritans. Those are the truly marginalized, the helpless, the victimized, the vulnerable. The people running million-dollar transgender clinics, the drag queens who want to come read pornographic stories to your kids, these are not the vulnerable. These are not the marginalized. These people don't need your help. They are on very good terms with the unholy trinity that rules our society, Caesar, Mammon, and Sodom. And magazines like Churchianity yesterday, Russell Moore's publication, they want to be the court Christian, like the court dwarf who Caesar keeps around to amuse him, or the Sadducee who works on behalf of Caesar. So the slogan for Christianity Today under Russell Moore's leadership should really be, it's very biblical, we have no king but Caesar. I think they should carve that onto their front door.
It is amazing. I just wonder if any of these people will wake up, will be brave. a lot of the people that we thought were our allies, they are doing now what many in the German church did with the rise of the Nazis. They're refusing to see the evil, refusing to stand against the evil, hoping that it will just go away if they do nothing. Folks, that won't happen. You have to choose. The Lord wants you to choose. He is with you. He will stand with you when you choose the truth over the lies. John Zmierich, always a joy to have you. Thank you, my friend. And folks, we've got plenty more coming up. Don't go away.
Feels right.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Americans have had it. They're done supporting companies that rake in hundreds of millions, sometimes billions of dollars, while trashing the country that made their success possible. Until recently, we had to take it, but companies like Patriot Mobile are building a whole new economy, one which embraces the values that made America the greatest country on earth. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks so you can get the best possible service in your area. Plus, they offer a coverage guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch to a different network for free without changing carriers. All this, plus the knowledge that you're supporting free speech, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them right now at 878-PATRIOT. Again, just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric. We need to stand together and support companies that share our values. Get free activation today with the offer code ERIC.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago, I reconnected with our friend Joe Silva. And we got to talking, and he came to the Socrates in the City event with Eugenia Constantine. It was unbelievable. I got to meet Joe Silva's brother. We were just having a ton of fun. And at some point, I said, how's Erskine doing? He was on this program. He's the musician, you may remember. And Joe said, well, why don't we get him back on the show? And I said, absolutely not. And Joe and my team overruled me. And here he is, Erskine. Erskine, welcome back.
Yes, thank you for just allowing me to come back on the
yes,
show.
Yes, it's very rare.
We had to push
very
past
rare.
Some things.
Yeah, you had to really, man, I tell you. And I appreciate the money because my we can use it.
Yes.
No, seriously, you've been on this program. Now, Joe, how do you guys know each other? Because that was the connection.
I got connected to Erskine back in the November of 2016. And then we met for the first time in person at the NRB
right.
in Orlando in
okay,
2017.
And that's Erskine was on the program when we were at the NRB.
But that one. He was at the one in Nashville.
I was in the one in Orlando.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, they all look the same. They're all like in terrarium, like gerbil terrariums.
It was Nashville. That's okay.
They're all in these gerbil terrariums, so like it all looks the same.
But that's when we met. We met, and ever since then, I've been working with him, and the Lord has done some amazing things, and he's been on your show a couple of times. So.
Well, you are a musician, and in case people want to find you, then go to erskinemusic.com.
Erskinemusic.com.
E-R-S-K-I-N. Skin. Erskinemusic.com.
Com. I'm going to give that soundbite.
No,
that's going to be a soundbite for Erskine.
You're also, but you're also an advocate for adoption, so a musician. So I always want to get people's stories, even though we've been on the program before. What's your story? Where did you grow up? How did you become a musician?
Yes, sir. I'm from Texas.
Yes, sir. I'm from Texas.
and that communicates a lot for those that are from Texas.
Yeah.
We like to tell people that. But just definitely grew up with musicality as a part of my family and,
yeah.
and heritage and tradition. And as I grew in music, started the artistry part of that, which is my expression of music. And so I've often said, you know, what my favorite form of music is good music. And so I've played classical music, small band music, jazz music, all the different types of music. And so it's just an honor to be able to do that in a way that allows me the artistic freedom to create as well as
But I'm always fascinated because, like, I love music, and I can sing, and I love to sing, and I have sung. But to write songs, that's another thing. I mean, to play an instrument and to write songs.
Sure.
When did you start writing music?
Yeah, so that's probably been about a 20-year journey or so. I've started when I was in college, actually. I was on a college basketball scholarship, and I probably shouldn't have been. Probably should have been paying more attention to playing basketball. But
at this point, I would disagree. I think you made the right choice.
got involved with a group of guys who were writing songs, and really found that that was something that I enjoyed doing. Something that came relatively easy. Fast forward about 10 years or so past my college experience, and I was still writing songs. And my wife started kind of asking me about that, and others were kind of asking me, you seem to write songs pretty easily, and you seem to enjoy writing songs. Is there something here? And I'm thinking, no, that's not what a person does in their life. I mean, how do you make a career out of writing songs and performing music? And so that just sort of stuck with me for a while. And so I started just dabbling with, you know, kind of pushing out to the edge of what does it mean to be an artist? What does that look like? And I guess now that we've been in Nashville for 10 years doing this full time, we'll keep going.
Is there anybody in Nashville who doesn't write music?
There's a few people.
That's the problem.
There's a few people.
Well, right? It's like...
You need a couple of people to come to your shows.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so in your music, do you write about faith? Do you write about what genres are you in? Because I know that you mix it up.
Right.
We mix it up,
man. We keep it going here. Pop, country, hip-hop, R&B, ballad, soul, children's music, EDM.
He does it all.
We do all of that.
You don't do klezmer.
We don't do polka.
Yeah, but you might in the future, Joe.
I know.
All right,
influence me.
He can do it.
Make the
case. If anyone is out there who's interested,
with God, all things are possible.
I will help get
you have an accordion. We're willing to
why not?
We'll talk. But so you move in different genres, and I think that it's interesting to me because it's when you said you like good music, I'm right there in the sense that. It doesn't matter. You might be in a certain mood and you want to hear this kind of music
sure.
or that kind of music. And so, like, my playlist is insane. I mean, I'll be listening to good music that's bad, like, you know, the Archies playing Sugar Sugar
Ooh,
if I'm in that
of
kind
of
a mood,
songs.
Right?
It's one of my favorite
and
songs.
And then next thing you know, I'm listening to, I don't know, Ricky Skaggs or Fleetwood Mac or, you know, anything, ELO. Like, I'm anybody who listens to this program on the radio knows that the bumper music on this program is insanely eclectic with a heavy kind of 70s pop kind of thing going
on. Can we get some Erskine music on this show?
Can we get, today's show, the bumper music will be Erskine music. Don't worry about that. And Erskine is spelled not with an E at the end.
That's
I want to be clear if you're
Everybody
looking it up.
Everybody adds that E at the end.
It's E-R-S-K-I-N. Music.com, ErskineMusic.com. But yeah, we will be playing your music on the bumpers. At least that was our plan.
That was a big ask, I know.
No, it's not a big ask. We would do that without you asking. Of course. If we don't get to have a lot of musicians on here because everybody knows I hate musicians.
He's not going to play Werewolves of London.
No, I love. No, the show always opens with Werewolves of London. But the bumper music following that, we would always, if we do have musicians on, and we do now and again, obviously, we try to play their music, and we will. Why wouldn't we? Because most people, as they're sitting here listening to me yammer, they're thinking, I just want to hear Erskine's music. So, well, you can go to erskinemusic.com, but you could just listen to the bumper music.
You can.
Right? But what...
All of the above.
When you say you work in different genres, where did you start? Was it like Christian music, country music? Where did you start out?
Yeah, so Erskine Music, the Erskine Music brand is going to be unapologetically in favor of supporting of and advancing the kingdom of God. And so we're getting gospel and all of that.
Oh, don't give me that religious stuff, right?
Yeah, no, we're coming strong in Erskine Music, but we don't always put that at the front door.
Right.
It's somewhere in the house.
I'm familiar with that brand that you're discussing.
It's somewhere in the house.
Yes.
But it's not always the front door when you get there. And so there's some songs that will allow you to get in and you'll groove a little bit and you'll think, okay, that That's different.
Then you'll get a Jesus left hook upside your head, and you're like, "Where did that? I didn't see that coming." It just seemed like fun.
You would
fun. Look, George Foreman, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
You would be excited about this song. We haven't released it yet. It's called "The Giver of Life." Myself and another artist by the name of Lydia Walker Athey wrote this song, and it's a pro-life song. But the way that we've done it, it's a jazz, pop, artistry kind of song, and it's very ingratiating so that we can say that God is the giver of life and sort of sidestep some issues. But instead of punching people in the face, why would we want to do that? Instead of punching people in the face, we want to come artistically and allow people to enter into the discussion with the lower walls than what we have normally had.
It is why you're on this program and why I'm excited about what you're doing, because this is... It's what I say all the time, what you just said. Look, there's a time to be explicit and on the nose and in your face. There's a time. But a lot of the time, that is not the wisest path. Mm-hmm. And so I say let's do both. And it is important that we're oblique in our approach, that we invite people in. And music and comedy and art invites people in. They lower their guards. And they're open in a way that they might not be if you come out with, you know, guns blazing or whatever.
That's right.
And you have to reach people where they are, which is obviously a big part of your brand.
So now we can kind of circle back to what you were asking me about earlier about the adoption advocacy and some of those other things that factors into our life. I think Lydia has 4 or 5 kids. I'm not even sure how many. She seems to have a kid every year. But she has kids. She has a family. I have a family. We are pro-family, very big on family. And so... as we watch the expression of that in our own family, we have the credibility, so to speak, and the experience to be able to say, this is what life looks like. This is what family looks like. So instead of being bombastic like you were talking about from the start, we just get to tell our story. And we just get to tell our story through art and the ability to write songs. Yeah. And so I'm really excited about this upcoming project.
So if people go to erskinemusic.com, can they listen to some of your music there?
They will need to use whatever their streaming platform is of choice.
But that's the, all the way in.
But if they want to see the pictures and the gallery and all the different things that Erskine Music offers, that's a good place for them to start.
So talk about, you've worked with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, with Life Action. You're unapologetically pro-family, pro-kids. Mm-hmm. The 2 kids you have are adopted. So you and your wife adopted 2 kids. Mm-hmm. How old are your kids now?
15 and later on this week, 16.
Whoa.
Friday, right? Friday of birthday.
Friday. Mm-hmm. By the time this airs, we'll have a 16-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
On planet Earth.
I lived through that. Beat the heck out of me. No, it's just...
Pray for
Erskinemusic.com. Praise God. We praise God. It's just great to have you back, and we're going to keep you on... So, folks, you can go to erskinemusic.com. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.
But I've tried and failed, and I've been derailed. From dust you picked me up, and now I know.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the 4 best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the 4 ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from 4 different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to my friend Joe Silva and the star of the show, Erskine, singer-songwriter. We're talking about adoption. But you guys, now, Joe, you're involved in media, and you were just talking about a George.
George Foreman tonight. We're going to be doing the special screening, pre-screening.
And I can't be there.
You can't be there, but there's going to be 250 other people that are going to be there tonight.
Right.
And
none of
be...
whom is I.
That's it.
But it kills me because I really love. Nah, when you go out of town, you can't be there. But I.
But we're gonna get you to interview George Foreman.
That would be the most insane thing.
Yeah.
I would need like an hour on TBN to interview George.
People don't know that he's been pastoring a church in Houston for 40 years. People know him as the boxer. Mm. They know him, the grill, right?
Yeah.
George Foreman grill. But he's been pastoring his church in Houston, Texas, for 40 years. He used to box on a Saturday night, fly home to pastor on Sunday mornings deliver
that
a sermon.
That itself is a story.
Yeah. What? Big George Foreman.
I've preached in a lot of churches, but I've never gone
boxed
around with any heavyweights.
The night before.
Literally. That is amazing. Yeah. So it's a film
about his life story.
And what's it called?
Big George Foreman. That's the title.
Where does it come out?
April 28th.
All right, so it's coming out soon.
It's going to be released April 28th.
Mm. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's an Affirm film distributed by Sony. So it's a big film. It's really, really good, too. I've seen it.
Well, if I got to interview him, that would just be amazing because I've admired him forever when I was a little kid. We don't want to get into that right now, but we will get into that at another time.
That's the strength of this guy. He brings people together. He's opening doors all over the place, and you're allowing the connections that, man, this is incredible.
Well, I know that. Well, Erskine, since you're here and we're playing your bumper music.
Since I'm here.
What genre are you working in these days? Or do you not do that with an album or whatever? Do you do,
Well, we're actually, I think, on the heels of a distribution deal. And so what the project that I'm working on right now is going to look like is going to be a compilation of some older albums, put them together. It'll be album number 8 for me, but it'll be the first time that a lot of people ever hear that I've ever done anything because you know how that works. You write 7 albums and then a distribution.
So this is like your first greatest hits.
Yeah, first greatest hits album.
This is the Essential Erskine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a number of different genres. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Can you name some
of
these genres?
That's how we do. We're going to come. Rap rock is going to be on there. I think there's even a country feel for one of the songs. There's definitely going to be pop there. There's going to be some rock there. There's going to be some dance type music that's there. And so we just kind of do a lot of different things.
Is that going to be on there?
It's kind of like what you were talking about. Like when you go to the gym, you don't have the same music playing there that you would if you're riding in your car. Like,
yeah.
You got to switch it up. There's
different
moves.
Can I tell you? Well, I'm bench pressing. I listen to the Carpenters.
What are you benching, 100? 100 pounds? 100 pounds?
Struggling.
I'm not joking. My music tastes are so eclectic and wacko that often if I'm at the gym or I'm working out, I think if somebody could see me now, like doing curls to whatever it is.
It's not what you think.
Whether it is, but I mean, if it's the Carpenters or what, I thought to myself, it's just kind of funny what motivates you or what touches you or whatever,
And that's why my favorite song is Paparazzi.
Mm. Oh, that's my song named Paparazzi.
I love that song, and that's what I listen to when I work out.
He's one of 3 people in the world that has ever asked for this song, and so I'm literally dusting this off.
It's a good song.
I haven't played it since the last time I was with him in New York.
It's It's a real good song. I like it.
Hey, I appreciate your appreciation for that song.
I think that song should be played on the radio. It's that type of a song.
Well, see, yeah. That's why he's here.
Well, maybe we'll play it on the radio. Since this is, you know, the radio, we can play it on the bumper that's music. Right. But you are unapologetic about your faith in Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
About your love of family and adoption and children. And listen, in these crazy times, that itself is a bold, beautiful thing. So I want to thank you for, you know, not just trying to make music, but trying to make a difference and caring about that stuff.
Isn't that Luke 17:10? After we have done everything that we are required to do, we can only say that we are unprofitable servants. Like, what else are we supposed to be doing? The time, talent, and treasure.
That's what I'm talking about. That is exactly correct. It's do anything else is foolishness.
Yes, absolutely. But wait, there's more. I have the Erskine Music Show that I have morphed into since the last couple of years.
I didn't know about that. You better tell me about it.
The Erskine Music Show airs every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're taking over YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, LinkedIn, and talk about cultural commentary.
You need to have him as a guest on your show.
I know,
show.
That's what I'm saying. I want to interview the interviewers. That's what...
The Erskine Music Show.
The Erskine Music Show.
So you do this obviously out of Nashville where you live.
Well, I do it on the go now because if I'm here, then tomorrow is going to be another show. So I'll need to do a broadcast from here. But I'm using StreamYard and
How often do you do it?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday is my podcast where I kind of compile the week's notes. And then Saturday, I do a different show called The Way Forward.
You're busy.
So I'm a content creator like yourself.
Yeah.
And so this is helpful for me to see you work and just like envision, okay, this is what my studios are going to look like someday.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, nobody gets a studio this beautiful, including me. This is like a dream. This is so beautiful. Don't look around because it can't be real. It's too beautiful.
It is amazing.
Well,
and congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I'm thrilled to be here. And I'm thrilled you guys stopped by. Joe Silva, is there a way people can reach Joe Silva?
Yeah, you can go to joeanthonysilva.com.
Hey,
yeah,
joeanthonysilva.com.
Yeah.
And erskinemusic.com. Brothers, thank you. God bless you.
Thank
Great
you.
To see you.
Thank you.
This is where hope comes alive.
Folks, welcome back. If you are a listener to this program, or if you watch us on Rumble, I hope you do, because I want you to see what I'm wearing. You know that whenever we can, we have on our friend Robert Netsley. Who is Robert Netsley, you ask? Well, since he's on right now, I can ask him to tell you. Robert Netsley, first of all, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me again, Eric. It's a pleasure.
For those in my audience who are in and out and don't remember or never heard you and who it is, what it is that you do and whom you represent, just tell my audience the nutshell version, if you don't mind.
Sure. So I'm the founder CEO of a firm called Inspire Investing. We're the world's largest faith-based provider of exchange-traded funds. And we do something called biblically responsible investing. Essentially, we invest the hell out of your money. Right? People are unaware generally that there's all sorts of little demons like abortion drug manufacturers, LGBT activism, pornography companies, et cetera, running around in you know, most 401k options, mutual funds. And so we have the technology and the expertise to illuminate that and help people invest in companies that are not making the world a terrible place to live and undermining your deeply held values and ways of life, and help to inspire transformation by advocating with these companies to respect biblical values and conservative values on behalf of our clients.
I don't normally do this, but on my social media today on Twitter, I posted a link because I want to encourage people. This is hard, folks, because I understand that unless things get really, 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 really bad, our tendency is to do nothing or to just kind of float along and not to take any kind of action. But I want to say that the reason that we have Robert Netzle on here is because he has brought to my attention what he just mentioned, that most of us have thousands and thousands of dollars, some people millions of dollars, invested in things that are helping destroy America, helping to work against the values that you claim to believe in. It is not difficult to do something about that, but it does take some effort. You have to actually know about it, and then you have to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. So that's what I put on my Twitter feed, because I feel like, and I've said this, Robert, when I've had you on this program before, people do not realize the power they have they're not using, and they have mm-hmm. you have to use the power you have. So the money that you have invested right. in various places, if you let it go, you can make some money off of things that are destroying America. So it's like eating an ice cream while you're sitting on a branch on a tree that is being sawed off with every lick of the ice cream. You're going to die, but you're just enjoying the ice cream.
Yeah.
What is happening right now with a lot of us, we've got our money, whether it's a little bit or a lot, in these funds, and we're just unaware of it. So you, Robert, this is what you do. So the company that you run, of course, is Inspire Investors. But for the link, people need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. So that's the action point. But tell us about your affiliation. You've been working with the Alliance Defending Freedom, Total Heroes. We've talked about them on this program many, many times. But talk about one of the things you're involved in with them right now.
Yeah. So we were contacted by Alliance Defending Freedom a few years ago to start working together on shareholder activism. And so recently we've been partnering up on some shareholder proposals regarding this whole trend of debanking conservatives and people of faith. You may have heard some people like Ambassador Brownback getting debanked by Chase and some other high profile.
Now, hold on a second.
Issues.
Debanked. That's like a really ugly verb. Speaking as a wordsmith, it's just a grotesque term. But what does it mean? It sounds a little bit.
It means
it's really evil.
Yeah.
It's
well,
really
yeah.
Sick
it means that
evil.
If you have a. Right. So if you're a conservative person or you have certain political viewpoints or hold certain faith-based values, this is a bank saying, we don't like that. We're closing your accounts or severing relationships with you, canceling your loans, canceling your lines of credit, whatever else may be. As a business or as an individual, and you don't have access to the financial services, you need to run a ministry, run a nonprofit, run your life. Your friend Mike Lindell, was suffered from this sort of thing. I think was it last year, year before. There's a long list that's growing. It's a troubling trend. It doesn't matter what your values are. I mean, whether you're a conservative or liberal or somewhere in between or on the whatever, right? You should have access to a bank account in America, for heaven's sake. And so, what we're doing with Alliance Defending Freedom is putting it to these banks, some large banks that are in our portfolios. We filed shareholder resolutions with several last fall. I'm going to highlight one in particular because it's been in the news, Signature Bank. So Signature Bank, if you've recently heard, had a massive implosion and has been taken into receivership, the FDIC, and this big problem, right? Well, last fall, we filed this resolution to force them to make transparent their so-called, hate speech policies or, anti-discrimination policies. I'm making flying rabbit ears if anybody can't see me. Because oftentimes these are so vague that they're used by folks in these banks to just, well, hate speech means whatever I think it means. And so that means if you believe the marriage is between a man and a woman only, then I might think that's hate speech and cancel your accounts, right? So it's a problem. So we're forcing them to make these policies transparent, opening them up to public accountability and scrutiny to make sure that they're not these vague statements that can be misinterpreted and twisted to hurt people, but instead are clear and actually do what they're supposed to do. And so Signature Bank in particular was not interested in having our resolution put on their ballot. They fought that. We, along with Alliance Defending Freedom, pushed back, they acquiesced, and our shareholder resolution was then approved by regulators and the company to be put on the ballot. And then they went out of business. So it's a little bit of a moot point, but the point is, maybe they should have been paying more attention to their core business of running a good bank. Look,
we're just out of time in this segment. I just want to tell my audience, folks, this is real. If you don't get involved, if you don't take your funds out of some of these places, I mean, the idea of debanking, this is wicked. This is right out of the book of Revelation. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Please go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric.
Live on lots of money.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Robert Netsley, inspireadvisors.com/Eric is the action point, because Robert, you, every time I talk to you, I'm amazed at what is happening, and you kind of wonder, is anybody doing anything about it? You're doing something about this. What is happening is, it's right out of the book of Revelation. If you don't play ball with the Marxist loonies, with the transgender activists, with the viewpoint diversity score garbage, if you don't play that game, people are being prohibited from having access to their banks, to their money. They're being targeted. If you have biblical values, you are being targeted, or the big fish are being targeted. They're going to come for you soon enough, but you need to stand now. And so many of us are just kind of drifting along like, well, it'll happen to somebody else. And the reason I wrote a letter to the American church is because that's everybody in Germany thought exactly that. And so you can be guilty or you can step up and do something right now. And it's why I wanted to have you, Robert Netsley, back on the program, because you were just sharing with us on and off the air about the horror of this, that this is actually happening, and how people, first of all, need to get their money out of funds and out of companies that are supporting values that are completely at war with what most of us believe in. So in order to do that, you can go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Folks, please do it. It's free. But Robert, you're not making this up. And it doesn't seem like most people are aware of this, that this is happening today.
It's happening right now. Yeah, people are losing their access to financial services because of their political affiliations and their religious beliefs in America. Right. And like you said, well, it's just these high profile people that it's just kind of an elitist, you know, game going on. Well, no, it really is going to trickle down if left unchecked to you and me and the people listening here. And we need to stand up and say, hey, this, like, enough is enough. And money is power. Right. Money is power. The money you have is giving somebody power. So where are you putting your money? That matters. What funds are you putting your money in? What fund companies are you investing with? Are they standing for your values? Are they using your money, your power, to advocate for your destruction and your family's destruction, the destruction of America and everything you hold dear? You got to think about this, right? So Inspire Investing, we manage about $2 billion right now. We're one of the fastest growing investment firms in the nation, because we're standing up and speaking biblical truth to corporate power. And good friends like Eric right here and others who are just sharing this message and getting it out to the masses, we need to get together and wake up. And that's why we're making this free offer, inspireadvisors.com/Eric, where if you want to know what's in your portfolio, good, bad, and ugly, we're going to give you that information, do that report for free so you can do something about it, right? Take some action, whether it's with us or with somebody else, but just don't do nothing, right? Don't do nothing, do something. Because
I
frankly, America depends.
It happened in Germany. People say, how did that happen? How did that happen? And I want to be really clear, folks. It happened exactly as it is happening right now, with good people doing nothing or hesitating and saying, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it another time. It's not the, I've got a lot of other stuff to worry about. And they pick us off one at a time. If you do not toe the woke line, they're coming after you, after your money, after your ability to buy and sell. This is out of the book of Revelation. What will it take to wake us up? I promise you that you're gonna feel very guilty if you don't step up. We're doing all we can to communicate this. The action point, since we're out of time, inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Just go there. Please tell your friends. We've got to get our money out away from these wicked, wicked corporations. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.